The liturgical sense of the readings at Mass. Today's first reading at Mass from Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 2 through 6 and 8 through 10, for the third Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C, is one of two clear examples in sacred scripture of the four liturgical movements of the liturgy of the Catholic Mass, which consists of the opening or penitential rite, the liturgy of the word, the liturgy of the Holy Eucharist, and the concluding rite. The others in chapter 11 are the first letter to the Corinthians. In today's reading, Ezra and the priests brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. The place where they assembled was the water gates, which for Christians is a symbol of the baptismal font inside the church. Before Ezra read from the scroll at the wooden platform, he opened it, and all the people stood. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, "Amen! Amen!" Then they knelt down and bowed before the Lord with their faces to the ground. Then, as Ezra read clearly from the book of the law of God, the Levites helped the people understand the law, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. After this liturgy of the word and homily had concluded, Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levites ordered the people to go, eat rich food, and drink sweet drinks, and allot portions to those who had nothing prepared, for today is holy to our Lord. And then the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Silence! Today is holy. Do not be saddened." Then all the people began to eat and drink. While the feast that these Jews were partaking in was not the Holy Eucharist, the events of this day consisted of an opening rite, a liturgy of the law of God, a feast which would have been concluded with a song, blessing, and prayer. This liturgy of Ezra is fulfilled today in the liturgy of the memorial sacrifice. Faith is a gift from God, but it is a gift that enlivens, animates, and activates who we were called to be. Faith breathes life and purpose into our very existence by enlivening us through hearing the word of God. As the Apostle Paul proclaimed, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. Indeed, our ears are ever open, constantly absorbing the sounds around us. Yet, it is only when we listen to the word of God that our faith is animated, our spirits uplifted, and our lives truly enriched. In this context, I would prefer to define faith as an invitation to dialogue with God about His Logos word concerning us and His creation. Indeed, faith entails engaging in a conversation with God, reflecting on Him, the Word, Logos of God, and understanding our relationship with Him and His creation. This definition emphasizes that faith is part of a body of divine gifts to humanity, spanning from creation to salvation, and underscores its dynamic and interactive nature. The remaining readings at Mass today vividly illustrates how faith unfolds as a dialogue in real time. In fact, the Gospel reading from Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Luke describes the many compilations of the life of Christ with us as eyewitness accounts and oral traditions from ministers of the Word. And he is making another entry into that genre of writings so that we may realize the certainty of the teachings we have received. The second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14 and 17 eloquently captures the dynamic and interactive nature of faith, stating, "For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit." This serves as a reminder that faith is not a solitary endeavor, but a vibrant communion that draws the baptized into unity with the body of Christ. Faith is a sustaining discipleship animated by the Holy Spirit that calls us to participate actively and liturgically in the life of the divine. The Word of God is not merely something we read or hear, but someone who lives in us and transforms us to be like Him. This is the testimony today from Ezra, Paul, and Luke, that the Word of God is living and active in the world, and those who have been given the gift of faith have been called to the communion of divine dialogue with Christ Jesus. This divine dialogue occurs within the living activity of faith, which among many other things includes prayer, contemplation, liturgical worship, evangelization, and moral activity. This is just one way how the readings at Mass this Sunday connect to the liturgy, and how the liturgy is forming us how to live our lives in the world. Be in the world which you have received through the liturgy. I am David L. Gray. Visit me online at davidlgray.info for more content and context about the liturgical sense of the scriptures.